And 3, 2, 1. Hello, Borgen Project volunteers. Happy New Year. 2025 has been one heck of a year. In the span of 12 months, we've watched the dismantling of USAID, deep cuts to the World Health Organization, UNICEF, Gavi, and the Global Fund, as well as other pillars of global health. Tens of thousands of government and contract employees lost their jobs. Humanitarian aid didn't just dip in 2025, it collapsed. According to the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, global funding fell to just over $20 billion. That's down from $37 billion the year before and more than $43 billion in 2022. The deepest drop came from the United States, along the world's largest humanitarian donor, whose contributions plunged from $11 billion to $2.5 billion in a single year. Other major donors followed suit. France, Germany, Switzerland, and the United Kingdom, they all pulled back. Officially, the number of people worldwide considered in need fell slightly to about 239 million people. But let's be honest. Conflict is at its highest level since World War II. Aid agencies are clear. This isn't real relief. It's an accounting change. What is real is that funding per person has shrunk so dramatically that global health agencies are making impossible choices, not how to help, but who not to help. The global humanitarian system is stretched to the breaking point. Bill Gates said that there's no question the Trump administration's decision to make drastic cuts to foreign aid has contributed to the rise in child mortality this year. For the first time in a generation, the number of children who die before the age of 5 is projected to rise to about 4.8 million children. Meanwhile, the State Department rolled out what it calls the America First Global Health Strategy, the clearest expression yet President Trump's vision for global development. People are scrambling to understand what this really means. Currently, U.S. officials are actively consulting with local, faith-based organizations as they negotiate bilateral health agreements across Africa. No surprises there. Faith-based groups are now considered a central pillar of U.S. foreign aid strategy under this administration. So summing up 2025, to say it was a difficult year in the effort to end global poverty would be a slight understatement. But here's what's become crystal clear. Our advocacy has fundamentally changed. Feeling good about connecting with elected officials in Congress, while still important, is no longer enough. The effort needs to be louder, more strategic, more creative, more relentless. We need to mobilize communities and shift public opinion, make it politically impossible to ignore the consequences of these cuts. Tell the stories that numbers alone can't capture. We need to be in the streets, in social media, town halls, churches, synagogues, and mosques, classrooms, and coffee shops. Because 2025 may have been one heck of a year, but hopefully 2026 is the year we come back smarter. I look forward to speaking with you next month.